Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Is ageofthecustomer.com, the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three is thethirdingredient.com. Ross Kimborowski is our guest. He's the founder of crowdspring.com on the end of that, Ross?
Yeah, Crowdspring helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for pretty much every stage of their business.
Crowdspring, and we're talking about branding and logos. And in the previous segment, Ross, you gave us a great report on some of the things that we're seeing in the news with DuPont, with Dunkin', with IHOP, and Papa John's, and Uber, and all those different companies that like you said, Weight Watchers has changed to WW, so I mean, it's we're seeing a lot of these folks, and it has to make small business owners say to themselves, okay, let me check my position, let me make sure that my name, my logo, is matching the demographic trend in my customer base, or the, you know, conditions in the marketplace, or whatever. We have to be checking these things. How do we check our position in this way, Ross?
Well, let me first tell you, so people truly understand the importance. It takes people 10 seconds to form the impression of a company's logo. Just 10 seconds. So they decide whether the company is professional, a company they would prefer to do business with or not. And that's because our brains process images 60,000 times faster than we process words. So one good way to do it is to do the same kind of assessment that some of these bigger brands are doing, so like Dunkin' Donuts. Are the products and services that you offer still the same products and services under which you initially incorporated or created your business? So if your name is Carl's Plumbing Service, but you offer electrical services too, it's tough for you to get electrical jobs because that's not what people think about when they think about your company. And so really the big question is around brand awareness, the degree to which your customers, and especially prospective customers, not people who already know you, but people who first hear your company name or see your company logo for the first time, associate that brand with a specific product or service. Because at the end of the day, if a person doesn't know what a brand means or does, it's irrelevant to them. They're never going to buy your products or services because they won't be able to tell what you do. They won't be able to recommend you to a friend. And so ultimately, if you look at in a big company space, so companies with strong brands, strong design, outperform their competitors more than 2 to 1. So these are big companies who all of whom have a lot of money to compete and market. And it's the same lesson for small businesses. Weaker brands are just not perceived particularly strong by companies.
Here's another thing to point out, Ross, and I've been doing this for several years. I remind people that in today's world where people are able to do their own due diligence on companies, they may look at 24 options to do business with online, and probably 20 of those they didn't spend more than 5 seconds looking at. And
right.
who knows what caused them to wind up with the 4 that they wind up, you know, boring down into and drilling down into to find out more about them, to come up with the one that they actually did business. Who knows what that is? And so you have to be impression ready, right? I mean, that's what we've called it for all these years, an impression. What is the instantaneous impression of your company? And it's never been more important than now, right?
Absolutely. I'll give you two interesting statistics that show that. So when you talk about the name of a company, which is where it starts for most small businesses, you know, what's my company name before you even get to a logo? So emotion, and I think you use the word impression, and those can be synonymous. Emotion is a really important part of a name. 90% of all purchasing decisions are made subconsciously. So we may look at 10, 20 different competitors, but most of the reason that drives us to a decision is subconscious, not conscious. And then 77% of consumers actually make purchases based on the name of the company, not the product or service.
Wow, 77%.
And it's interesting. Yeah, it's a huge number,
it's huge.
And we know this because so CrowdSpring helps companies with logo design and naming, and over the past 10 years, we've helped tens of thousands of businesses around the world. So this is not just in the U.S. We work with clients in 100 countries, and so this is true universally. Your name, your logo, really critical parts. They're not the only thing that's important because a brand is more than just a name and logo, but it really starts there, which is why big businesses are renaming and rebranding, and smaller companies need to do the same thing. They need to take a look and say, is my name still really helping me move my business forward? Is it helping me grow? Is my logo sufficiently good? And, you know, some logos, especially by small businesses, are created for the moment. They may follow some trends that might be hot one day. If you remember several decades ago, right around the time that your show started, .com was a very popular part of the name. So a lot of companies started using .com in their name.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a fad. It was for a couple of years and it fizzed out. And so you had all these companies that were named .com and that was no longer trendy. So everybody had to drop the .com and find a new name.
Right.
So that happens in every industry. It goes through cycles.
Russ, I got to wrap it up. I need your website again one more time, please.
CrowdSpring.com.
All right. Hey, Russ, when's your new book coming out?
Not writing a book, but we do actually a lot of writing in our blog. We have
one
of the top
on their website.
Yeah, top marketing blogs in the world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.